Good morning. This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up this morning on the Book Club, readers answer our current query. What book did you read as a child that left a lasting impression? Which, by the way, you can answer too by calling the Book Club hotline at 352-9188 and leaving a message. Some of those answers a little later, after we celebrate the most outrageous beards of the Civil War and the men who grew them, with the Hyder sisters in just a moment. We'll also trace the curious fates of famous corpses with Bess Lovejoy and look back at World War II Cincinnati with Robert Ernest Miller. Pour that cup of coffee or pull up that blanket. Settle in for the Book Club at 91.7, the show about books and the people who love them. This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Marking the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, of course, in many ways, but this morning marking it with badass Civil War beards. Anna Hyder and Julia Hyder joining me in the studio to talk about their new book that grew out of their blog. Anna and Julia Hyder, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we have to have the story of how this all came about. Someone was watching a documentary, I understand.
Yes.
Things went from there.
I was watching a Civil War documentary on the History Channel about the Lincoln assassination, and I noticed that everybody just had crazy facial hair, and so I thought it would be funny. Well, at first I saw it as a book, but then I sort of abandoned the book idea and saw it as a blog. And so I texted Anna, said, hey, will you set this up? And she did, and that was almost 3 years ago, and here we are now.
So you saw all these wild whiskers, and you know, it becomes apparent when you're looking at the blog or looking at the book that this was the heyday for facial hair in men, and the styles just are wide ranging.
Exactly.
I don't know how else to qualify it, but
yeah.
they're out of control at times.
Out of control. I love it.
What do you find so attractive about the wild facial hair of the Civil War?
I don't know. People were really creative about their facial hair. Who would have thought that you could do so many different things with beards? Like,
I mean, Ambrose Burnside invented his, you know, Burnsides, sideburns during that era, and he's on the cover of our book. So just a lot of creativity
with it.
Lots
of waxing it into like two or three sections or big mustaches.
And shaping it. Some of these mustaches are out of control. I mean, it looks like a couple of eggplants attached to somebody's face at times. So where do you find all these images? I mean, because you've been doing this for, you know, going on 3 years plus, and and there are a lot of images involved. I'm just amazed at a treasure trove of photographic evidence you have that it was the wild days of hair.
We're amazed, too, because, like, we didn't know how long we could keep it going at first. We were just like, oh, this will be a funny thing, and, you know, we'll maybe run out of beard someday, but we still haven't.
Yeah, I like to use Wikipedia just because it's good about linking to other people and other lists of people in the Civil War, so that's how I sort of like to do it.
And the Library of Congress, too.
Yeah.
Because all those are in the public domain.
You gotta like that.
Yes.
So what do you consider your book? Is this a history book, a picture book? I mean, how would you qualify it?
Because that's humor?
Well, you know, the one thing I enjoy is how much you learn while you're looking at
exactly,
these
badass
Civil War beards.
I mean, the Civil War is sort of, I mean, I like history, and the Civil War is not my favorite thing to study.
It's
historically
a bummer.
Yeah, it's really heavy and dark and sad and very much about the troop movements and war related. And so that's not necessarily my favorite thing to study, but I really like taking this period of history that people find dark and depressing and boring and making it fun.
So you asked her to set up the blog. How does this work? How do you pick the pictures? How do you, you know, write the captions? Who's in charge of what? And who gets most credit?
It's a free for all.
Yeah, we each make one post a day. We try our hardest not to repeat, and if we do, we try to
say something different or
acknowledge that we've done this person before, but maybe we learned something new about them, like maybe they had a brother or a new historical fact, and so we try to, if we do repeat, we try to acknowledge it, but we each make one post a day, we try not to repeat, and what we say is whatever we feel like.
You created this when you were both at different colleges. You were, what, Ohio State and Syracuse, right? How was that long distance creation process.
It, you know, it worked. I mean, we text pretty much constantly when we were apart, so it worked out.
Yeah.
You're two of triplets.
Yes.
Does triplet number three kind of feel left out of the badass Civil War beards?
He's a boy, so he can grow his own facial hair.
Yeah.
He has for us.
He said that we could choose his facial hair for our book launch and book signing, so subject to his ability to grow the facial hair.
Whose beard's number one? I mean, when you were inspired, when you're looking at these beards, you know, there are so many in there, and I see so many in all the blogs, you know, and I want each of you to, you know, answer this. You know, what attracts you when it comes to this facial hair? And then same question for you.
Well, I just like anything that's unique or outstanding, like the beard is really long or it's shaved in some weird way or it's waxed in some weird way. I mean, obviously, we love Ambrose Burnside. He's on the cover of our book. He invented sideburns. So, yeah, obviously, we love him. He was probably the second post we ever did. I think the first one was Abraham Lincoln and the second one was Ambrose Burnside. Is that right?
They were
definitely one and two.
Okay. In your court?
Just anything like weirdness is my number one factor for deciding if I like a beard or not. And there are some pretty weird ones in there, like Joe Revere waxed his into 3 points. I don't know why you would do that,
yeah,
but he did. And I appreciate that. I don't understand it, but I respect it.
So I read the interview you did with Cincinnati Magazine, and you had a great answer for why you think the Civil War was, you know, all these men practicing their facial hair. So why do you think the Civil War was, you know, the prime time for facial hair?
We have a couple of ideas. Nothing's confirmed, but so one is that it was a way to express their masculinity and put it out there.
Especially in war when, you know, you want to intimidate the enemies.
And then another one is we sort of thought of the idea, especially for the longer ones that aren't as groomed, that the conditions in a Civil War camp, probably not that great. Probably, you know, don't want to
be shaving with a straight timey razor and no mirror.
Yeah, no, not the best sanitation. And so that was another one. And then Anna likes to say that
their wives weren't around to tell them they looked stupid. So they just did whatever they wanted, whatever made them happy.
I think each of those points have validity as it happens.
They're all a little bit true, maybe.
Yeah.
So it started out as a book, but became a blog, and now is a book. Mm-hmm. Where are the badass Civil War beards going next?
I don't know. We want to get into, like, ladies. Like, if we could do a day on the blog where we talk about, like, badass Civil War babes or something, that could be fun.
I mean, we've been looking at guys' faces every day for almost 3 years. You kind of get sick of it.
There's nothing we haven't seen.
We try to bring in women as much as we can. It doesn't happen that often, but for example, there was one woman who dressed up as a man and fought in the Civil War, but she didn't have any facial hair, so I photoshopped a mustache onto her face.
It would have helped her disguise.
Yeah, I think it really would have helped her.
Well, it's fun stuff. You're going to be at Joseph Beth Booksellers on Wednesday, November 12th at 7 o'clock. And what do people most often bring up to you when you meet them and tell them what you do with these Civil War beards?
They're usually like, are you serious? You wrote a book about Civil War facial hair?
Yeah, they think it's sort of weird that two girls wrote a book about facial hair, but
we can still appreciate it.
Yeah, they're very curious as to how that happened and why.
Well, a lot happens in both the book and on the blog. Thank you for both being here this morning on the Book Club.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Anna and Julia Hyder, they are the authors of Badass Civil War Beards. A link to the book and their blog at our website, wvxu.org. The Book Club at 91.7.
What book did you read as a child that left a lasting impression? That's the question we're asking Book Club listeners to answer this month. Here's a few responses.
Hi, I'm Gara from Mount Washington, and my favorite childhood book that I've read over and over again and even have a tattoo of it on my arm is Matilda by Roald Dahl. It was one of those books, all Roald Dahl books, really, you know, they're just amazing for kids and for grown-ups alike. And it was kind of the first time I ever read a book where the child had a lot of power, and Matilda got her power from her knowledge and her books, and then it made her be able to do such amazing things. So that was my favorite.
Hello, I'm Joan Medea, and I'm from Anderson Township. The book that I really enjoyed when I was a child was the biography of George Washington Carver. Now, I can't remember all of the details of it, but I do know it was a heck of a lot more substantial than reading all those picture books.
I'm Julia Heider from Madeira. I like The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Jester. There's a lot of wordplay in that, and I really like that one. I still like it.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Westwood. My favorite book as a child were probably the Beezus and Ramona books by Beverly Cleary. They're always a lot of fun, and they were always getting in more trouble than I was.
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm from Northside. A book I read as a child that left a lasting impression, I think, would be The Wind in the Willows. My dad read it to me when I was a kid, and I must have read it a couple dozen times. I just love the feel of it when I was a kid. When I think about being a kid, I think about it. I read it to my children, and just a book that kind of stuck with me.
Hello, I'm Allison McIntyre from the Marymount area, and I just recently finished a really enjoyable book called Ella Enchanted. I loved it as a child, and my mother was a reading teacher, so young adult fiction was always a passion of mine, and every now and again I pull it off of my shelf just to reread it and have some fond memories, a bit of nostalgia, and take comfort in the beautiful worlds that it created for me. I absolutely loved how the lead character was such a strong and confident girl that really inspired me growing up, and I feel like it inspires me even now as an adult. And I love to imagine myself facing situations with the bravery that she has. So it's a beautiful go-to for me.
I'm Anna Heider from Madeira. The book that influenced me most as a child is probably Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or anything by Roald Dahl.
Hi, my name's Dave. I was born in Pleasant Ridge, and I grew up loving the Hardy Boys mysteries. My dad had got me into that series and said it was something he enjoyed, and so therefore it made it something that I enjoyed.
I'm from Anderson Township in Cincinnati. The book that I read as a child, and I guess you could say I was a child, I was like 15 years old, was James Michener's Hawaii. It was the first Michener I had ever picked up. It probably weighed 50 pounds, and the paper was thin, and it took forever to read. But I read it and read it and read it and read it. And I think my schoolwork might have suffered a little bit, but it was tremendous. After that, I got every one of his I could find.
Share the story of your favorite childhood book. Call 513-352-9188 and leave a voicemail. That's the Book Club at 91.7 Hotline, 352-9188. To answer the question, what book did you read as a child that left a lasting impression? Thanks.
This is the Book Club at 91.7.